A Florida State University researcher travels the world in search of answers about the carbon cycle. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State University researcher and professor of oceanography, Rob Spencer, has spent many days and weeks in the Congo, Siberia, and many other places around the world. He's in search of new understandings about the carbon cycle.
And so is this old carbon that's been, in many cases, locked away since mammoths were roaming around. It's been now released back into the contemporary, the modern carbon cycle. And so the question we have is it just going to come out and sit there in the oceans for long periods of time, go from like one reservoir to another? Or is it going to be utilized by microbes and go back to the atmosphere as CO2, drive climate impacts in these high latitude systems, and then cause more thawing of this material, more warming, more thawing, and get into a runaway scenario?
His latest work, published in Geophysical Research Letters by the American Geophysical Union, shows that centuries-old carbon being released as northern regions of the Earth thaw is immediately decomposing and turning into carbon dioxide, feeding the global climate change cycle.
So we know permafrost thawing at high latitudes in the Arctic, and we're concerned about this. It's a huge store of carbon. There's over twice as much carbon in frozen permafrost soils as there is in the atmosphere currently, over three times what there is in global forest biomass.
Spencer spent time in Siberia studying permafrost. It's the thick subsurface layer of soil that normally remains frozen year-round, but it's now beginning to thaw as the Earth warms. Spencer and his collaborators found that microbes were quickly eating the carbon that's being released in the thawed permafrost.
And we've been finding that it's really rapidly utilized by microbes at the base of the food web in these high latitude streams and rivers, and so it's rapidly going to CO2 and thus causing more permafrost thaw in the future.
This realization is providing answers for scientists. It's bridging the gap between scientists who wrote that permafrost was thawing and releasing tons of carbon into the air and waterways, and those scientists who pointed out that the extra carbon was not being discovered in the waterways. Apparently, the microbes are getting to it before it can float away.
And so if we're seeing all this mobilization of very old carbon on the land, we'd expect to see it in the mouths of these major rivers. And so what this research really showed is where that old carbon is going. It kind of answered this question that we had, like, why didn't the two things link up?
And while this research may literally seem worlds away, Spencer says the impacts could be felt closer to home than you may realize.
So that's got big ramifications for the carbon cycle, because it means that all this missing carbon, if you like, is going into the atmosphere as CO2, and thus it's going to drive more warming at high latitudes and more thawing of this carbon. We're one of the states that's at greatest threat from sea level rise, and so we're directly talking about a process here that's going to put more CO2 into the atmosphere, more methane into the atmosphere, and lead to increasing loss of the ice sheets. We're warming the planet. And so we'll have impacts directly on us in the state of Florida in the next decades. You know, this is a short-term thing.
Of course, there's more work to be done, but these discoveries are building the proper database of knowledge to help affect change in the future. This latest research was funded by the National Science Foundation. And for more information about Professor Spencer and his research, you can visit news.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.